It's Thursday, May 28th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. The whole reason behind flattening the curve was so that the healthcare system would not be overwhelmed. But as many hospitals prepared for the worst, in some areas, the cases never came. One example is the University of California San Francisco Medical Center, where a whole floor was cleared for COVID-19 cases. Despite the cost, officials don't regret overpreparing. Jim Carlton, reporter for the Wall Street Journal, joins us for more. Thanks for joining us, Jim.
How you doing today, Oscar?
I'm doing well, thank you. We wanted to talk about the preparation that a lot of hospitals went into to prepare for coronavirus cases. Early on, we were looking at other examples such as China and Italy. Italy especially was just so overwhelmed by COVID-19, and there was legitimate fears here in the United States that that could happen here. So hospitals went into overboard to prepare. A lot of those cases never really bore out. You know, in some hot spots like New York or Louisiana, they did have huge influxes. But in other places, we overprepared, and thankfully, we didn't need to use all those resources. Jim, you wrote a lot about San Francisco, the University of San Francisco in particular, and their preparations for cases that never really came. Tell us a little bit about that.
You make a good point that, I think that this is a case of most of the country kind of overprepared, and there were some exceptions. You know, New York, I think, got overwhelmed, but mostly I think hospitals had the resources. And I'm in San Francisco, so the University of California, San Francisco, UCSF, was one of the key medical institutions that was going to be facing what they thought was going to be an onslaught. I mean, we're on the West Coast, a lot of Chinese here, a lot of Chinese flights. So really the predictions were that San Francisco was going to be overwhelmed. And so UCSF pulled out the stops. I mean, they cleared out an entire floor of their main medical campus in San Francisco, 31 beds. They reopened a facility to take another like 53 COVID cases if necessary. And so they did a lot of other things. And they ended up not getting that many cases, but they're happy that they were ready.
And one of the things, obviously, that goes into all of this preparation is there's a high cost for it. Overall, I guess, hospital facilities, this is probably throughout the country, they're expected to lose about $202 billion so far, losses because of canceled surgeries and costs associated with treatment of COVID-19. But a lot of these people, especially there in San Francisco, they're not regretting overpreparing. They're happy that they were able to do it, that we didn't need it. And in case of a second wave that could possibly be coming, as some experts have said, that they're at least ready for it still.
UCSF, for example, their revenues last year were about $4.5 billion. And they haven't said what the rating is going to be this year, but it's going to be a lot less than that for sure. And I think there's already talk, there's furloughs going on throughout the nation. And that number you mentioned, $202 billion, that was an estimate from the American Hospital Association. And there is going to be a lot of pain in terms of the budgetary red ink. But the alternative, like you had said at the outset, overwhelmed hospitals, people stacked up. I think that they want to make sure that didn't happen. And importantly, we have this possibility of a dreaded second wave. And so if we do get the second wave, places like San Francisco are going to be much better prepared than they would be otherwise. So I think they feel like it definitely is worth it.
Tell us about some of the cases that UCSF actually handled. I knew they handled some of their very, very first cases there in the Bay Area. And, officials there really felt like since they weren't overwhelmed, they really were able to kind of get good at it. So when they had a few more, they were already ready to go.
So the first case in the country was up in the Seattle area, but the next ones came down here in the Bay Area. And actually, UCSF, they've been doing some emergency planning in late January when it hit Wuhan, China. It was moving to Europe, and then it was headed here next. And like the next weekend, they got a couple from San Benito County with COVID-19, and they were treated. And so UCSF was able to kind of practice. They had a whole floor that was negative pressure for COVID cases, and so they got to put on their full PPE, kind of work out the kinks and whatnot. And so they got some practice. The cases started coming in, but San Francisco, overall, we've had like 2,000 cases total in San Francisco since March, compared to over 200,000 in New York City. But UCSF has had about 85 cases, including 4 deaths. I mean, that sounds like a lot, and they weren't no cases, but it wasn't anything like they'd anticipated. They're definitely able to handle this.
So where does UCSF stand now? Do they leave that whole floor dedicated to COVID-19 just in case as the time goes by? Are they scaling back? And I am assuming also that they've started to at least do some other elective procedures. Have they begun to do any of that stuff?
They have suspended elected and scheduled surgeries for a few weeks, but they've gone back to that now. One interesting thing is food services. I was looking at how do you plan for food services in a hospital cafeteria for a pandemic? And what they had done is that they had just completely retooled that operation. They had lost all of their customers, the visitors. Visitors were prohibited from going in for a long time, and so they had to scale their operations back. But that's starting to come back to normal. There's visitors starting to come back again. So they're kind of slowly letting up on the brake and starting, you know, return a little bit to normal. But they're still, I think, at the ready, just in case.
I mean, it's good news that these cases never came to overwhelm the system there. We'll have to wait and see what the true costs of it were, because obviously we want to save lives and be able to provide the best treatment for people. But this is the other side of it, the costs of overpreparing. So it'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But in the meantime, the officials there are not mad about it. They're happy that it didn't come and they were able to be above water in case anything had gotten real bad there. Jim Carlton, reporter for The Wall Street Journal based in San Francisco. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.